These grim photographs show victims who died here during interrogation, some with shackles like... The shackles collected here bound prisoners together. They are different sizes for different ankles. Guards slid an iron bar through the loops to secure them.
These shackles were used to tie me together with 9 other people. We were made to sit and lie down in a row.
Next to Chomai was Deepan, a dentist. There were short bars for shackling one or two prisoners too. As you will soon see, prisoners were held lying down in small cells that usually confined in a single victim, or in mass detention rooms for many. Guards made sure they followed the rules.
If I wanted to sit up, I needed to ask them, "Brother, may I sit up?" Prisoners were forbidden to speak to each other. Without asking permission, they would beat me.
Marks on the floor show the outlines of cells that once divided this room. Shackles were chained to metal loops embedded in concrete. Please be careful not to trip on them here. You'll see original ones in the next building. Right here in the corner of the room are cement sculptures of brother number one, Pol Pot. They were made for propaganda purposes. Stop number 16, the last stop in this building, includes some of the most graphic photographs in the museum. If you prefer, you can always find a place to listen outside. In the meantime, at the beginning, the identities of Do Ren Ongar were kept secret. But in 1978, it was decided that Pol Pot should become the face of the party, to make him a cult figure like China's Mao Zedong. It didn't work. The regime was collapsing by then, and images of Pol Pot were never distributed. In fact, few people, even the staff here, knew his name until long after the Khmer Rouge had fled. But until they left, any image had to be treated with respect. Sculptures of Pol Pot that cracked in the mold, for example, were not destroyed, but buried. If Deutsch didn't think a likeness was good enough, he had the artist killed.